Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. I hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks. Hopefully, everything went well. Everything kept you in a place of joy. It is sometimes difficult to connect to your joy. It is sometimes difficult to be happy. It's hard to be happy all the time. There are things that come up in the mind and disturb us. And it's okay for this to happen. A lot of people believe that being happy all the time is a must. However, being happy all the time may not happen. Happiness does get disrupted from time to time, especially when there are life lessons that are being learned. When the soul decides to learn a life lesson, or when the person, okay, let's just talk about people. When somebody decides to learn a life lesson, things come up in the mind to think about, and life experiences, the way people treat us, all of these things happen. And normally these life experiences have a certain pattern to them. It's almost like having the same experience given to you by different people at the same time. Let's say there's an experience of abandonment going on. Let me say we, because I just don't want you to feel like you're going through it. We may face abandonment from the men or women in our lives who represent romantic love. We may face abandonment from parents. We may face abandonment from siblings. Abandonment from jobs, bosses, career. Abandonment from children. And then abandonment on a more example, being shut out, being excluded if you're in college or you're in university, or if you're working somewhere and there's a group of people and they're excluding you. A lot of people think that sometimes they are nerds and then they're excluded by a more glamorous set of people. These things happen. When these things happen, there is a common karma going on. You can call it abandonment karma. So noticing this pattern of what's happening in your life and knowing that there's a common thread woven through this helps you work on that particular karma. Let's say there is this abandonment issue and someone is going through this. Say Jane is going through this, fictitious name. So let's say Jane is going through this and she's facing this common pattern from different people in her lives, different people, her parents, her siblings, office people, love. And what she needs to do, what Jane needs to do at that time, is to realize that it is actually the karma of abandonment that's hitting her. And then work on solving this feeling of being abandoned. And if she solves the feeling of being abandoned, she learns whatever she has to learn in that. She rises about that situation. Jane rises about this feeling of being abandoned. And as she rises through this feeling of being abandoned and she gets a higher perspective of the whole situation, what happens is this karma of being abandoned gets resolved. And as this karma of getting abandoned gets resolved, then her vibrations change because her karma has changed. Her vibrations change and everything turns out to be really good for her. Suddenly she'll feel welcomed by everybody. She'll feel wanted, adored, hugged, part of social groups. She'll feel herself rising up in her vibrations as she clears this out of her system. She has to rise above it. Many times, you can negotiate with the people who are abandoning you to include you back again. So if you can do that, that's great. But if you cannot do that, and still doors are being slammed and you're still feeling shut out, then it really means that this issue of feeling abandoned is bigger than your ability to negotiate with the people concerned and get yourself feeling included all over again. And as you rise above this feeling of abandonment and you resolve it and you realize that it's not you. It's not you that's bad. And you've tried everything you can to handle situations the best way that you can. So if you've put your 100% into the situation and you did whatever you could do on your side to make it better, at that time you can let go of the situation and then know that it's the people in that situation who have a problem. So you're now getting out of this feeling of being abandoned because honestly, you cannot be responsible for different people's points of view and their attitudes. While all of this is happening and you're going through all of this huge abandonment karma lesson, and as you're going through this, it's hard to grasp that bubble of happiness. It's hard to be in that space of happiness. And it's hard to be in that space of joy. And that's where you find that your flow of joy is not continuous, but it gets interrupted by these life lessons that you are releasing, you are changing. Now, if you go back to a deeper level and you think of it as a soul, which has gone through so many lives, has faced abandonment in so many forms, come to your particular life, it's in your human body, and it is experiencing life through you. And it's going through this process of being abandoned again, all over again by everybody. And as it releases this pattern and as it rises above, and it realizes that you are amazing, you realize that you're amazing, then your soul releases this. And you will find that you will not be attracting as much abandonment, if anything at all, in the coming years. Now you're more free to be in your joy and be happy because you're not being hit by this feeling. It's a negative feeling, correct? Feeling abandoned. So it's a negative feeling. You're not being hit by this feeling all the time and you're rising above it. You're clearing this karma out of your vibrations and your vibrations now start to attract a better experience. So now you will find that the people who are dealing with you are, could you say they are deeper, they have more depth, they care about you and they show that they care about you, they want you around, and they stop blaming you for everything that goes wrong, literally. Having your vibrations strengthened by this feeling that you are loved and you are no longer being abandoned will make you feel much better. And it will make you connect to your feeling of happiness and to your feeling of joy. Many people say, and especially a lot of meditation groups and yoga groups, core spiritual groups, you need to be happy no matter what. Fine, so I'm happy somewhere within me, but all of this stuff is happening, and you're expecting me to be jumping up and down in excitement? I'm sorry, that's really hard for me to digest. I mean, this is what a person would feel. I'm not saying it myself, but it's a little hard to digest. People who are into this kind of spirituality, the yoga groups, the meditation groups, all of these groups, they are right. You have to be happy in order to attract more happiness, and you need to be happy no matter what. However, it's a slightly idealistic point of view. And you can be happy in the sense when you're doing yoga or you're doing meditation, you do release a lot of things and you do connect to your core, and your core is happy, correct? It's your core is joy, it is happiness. But when all of these things are happening to you, it's hard to connect to that happiness. And that's where joyful manifestation comes in, where it says that, look, this is what joyful manifestation says. It says, I understand you're human. I understand you're going through all of these things. I understand that you may not be happy all the time while you're going through these things. And I want to show you how you can resolve these things and come back to that place of joy. So it's not just an idealistic point of view that is saying you need to be happy if you're poor and you're in debt. Yes, I mean, it's good to be happy. It's always good to be happy. But it is going to show you how to resolve these situations and not just to have all of these situations and then pretend that you're extremely happy. That's joyful manifestation, where you can manifest your life areas and get them all successful and get them lined up so that you have a very, very happy life. It's not just about pretending to be happy while the whole world is going up in flames, etc., etc. It is about creating your reality in such a way that you joyfully manifest all your life areas into great success. And so, if, for example, this abandonment karma, right? So if you realize that the core issue that you're having with all of these people is the fact that you feel abandoned, and you resolve this abandonment karma using the steps, of course, and you get out of it, you no longer have to deal with being abandoned. So you see, you've just resolved something. You've unmanifested this feeling of being abandoned, and you've unmanifested all this abandonment that happens to you. As you deal with this issue and you come out of it, you're now happy and you're free to be in the place of joy and to enjoy your life areas. We're now moving into money manifestation, career and work. We'll take a short break before we get into that. In the meantime, do listen to some music. We want to spend more time on soulmate manifestation today. I'll be coming back soon.
Gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This merch is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's not my swag, but I don't want it bad. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was either in or white, now I'm going bad, man. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But well, I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm.
Bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm
see you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, 'cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Ball, walk in the building, I own. Can you tell by who I'm on the phone with? Yeah, talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, 'cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, 'cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is go hard, go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. Don't hate, but that's no problem. So hey, fuck 'em, don't need nothing from 'em. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm being one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, 'cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, 'cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is work, 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 work.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into money manifestation, work and career. We were talking about abandonment karma in the previous section, you know, when we introduced and we got into the show right in the beginning. Abandonment karma is a very, very severe karma. And a lot of people go through this. This feeling of being abandoned by just about almost everybody. Just about almost everybody. Okay. And this abandonment karma can also go to money. That's when you feel that your boss is abandoning you, your company is abandoning you, they're not recognizing you, they're not giving you what you need to survive. And that even the government is not sending in your social security check on time. All of these things happen. And of course, I'm not a great supporter or, you know, I don't support being on disability or social security unless you really, really need it. And I truly believe that it's everybody's duty to get out of that as soon as possible. And to become self-sufficient and independent and contribute back to society. That's my take on it. However, that's not the point. The point is that when there's a feeling of abandonment, when you feel that society is not supporting you, and even your family is not there for you, and jobs are not available easy, and even if you get a job, you're not able to stay in it, your paycheck is not enough, etc., etc., and all of these things happen. It's all part of being abandoned. And as you feel that you're resolving this core issue of being abandoned, this problem with money also disappears. Because suddenly, everybody and their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters want to support you. jobs are available, money is available, clients are available. Everybody wants to call on the day that you really, really need money. Let's say you're planning on buying this gorgeous sofa. Now, suddenly you have clients, enough clients calling you to almost help you buy that sofa overnight. So these things happen. You have to excuse my voice. I just came back from Austin, Texas. I'm back in Vegas, and there's a change of weather. So you might find a little variation in my voice, but you'll find that everybody that you're connected to suddenly wants to send you money. It doesn't matter how it happens. And they all feel you, and they all know that, hey, you're planning on buying this fantastic sofa, and you need money for that. And suddenly, everybody wants to work with you, and you make enough money to do that. This is something that I'm talking about in a small scale. You take it up and build it into big proportions. And if you want big amounts of money, then you have bigger clients. That's all that happens, really. But as you solve this karma of being abandoned, it affects almost all life areas, including your money manifestation. How do people get homeless? They've been abandoned somehow. They feel abandoned by everybody and anything. And they also feel abandoned by their own minds. So their own mind, their own inner self, not the core self, but their own personality is abandoning them. They're not able to get together everything that they need. They're not able to get together their mind. When your mind abandons you, then you end up being homeless. So there is, even in this, there is abandonment happening, abandonment by family, abandonment by society, abandonment by your own mind. Your own personality lets you down. Now, it may be that there are shelters, it may be that all of these things exist. But for the person who is abandoned by his own mind, correct, where your personality doesn't work for you, then going there and making a living and doing whatever is necessary, being smart to make things happen for you, it is abandonment because it results in a massive level of loss. And there is, you know, once you start going into the vibrations of being dependent and not having all of these things, it's hard to build up your confidence again and get back into the vibrations of being successful. And it's in the energy of being successful that you are a joyful manifester. If there's anything that you want to be, it is about being a joyful manifester. Because if you're the opposite of being a joyful manifester, then what you're manifesting is more sadness and more reasons to be sad, more pain, more hurt, more grief. And as this grief, excuse my throat again, as this grief builds up in your system, your whole energy system, your body, your all the spaces in your body, the water in your body, everything contains this grief. So you're basically now a walking, talking grief machine. And everything that now happens to you invokes this feeling of grief. And if you've heard of the chakra system, right, then you've got your throat chakra. And you've got your heart chakra, and you've got your stomach chakra. Now, all of these things together, in your throat, you will find a lot of grief. In your heart, you're going to find grief. In your stomach, you feel a loss of power. As everybody takes a shot at you, literally, and this grief builds up. And what happens if you have grief in your system? You just attract more reasons to be sad. If you're sad, if somebody is sad, if Jane is sad, fictitious name Jane, what she's going to attract is more reasons to be sad. And if she's sad, it's hard for her to focus and make money. It affects your money karma. So being abandoned karma results in sadness and grief, which now results in loss of money. And once you have loss of money, then there's a whole branch of other negative things that can happen to you, to somebody, to Jane, fictitious Jane. So money manifestation depends a lot on you clearing your vibrations and getting to that space of feeling successful again. So hence, it's very important to work on this feeling of not being abandoned. Like, get to that place of feeling not being abandoned. And no matter what anybody's doing to you, what kind of reality somebody's forcing on you, what you're being made to believe is the reality in your life, clearing this out of your system is very, very essential to have the joyful life that you really want to manifest. Feeling sad and feeling abandoned, not going to help. It's not going to help in your manifestation of money. And even if you're making $20 an hour, it's very important that you feel happy with the $20 an hour and not feel as if you're poor. And then from the place of feeling good about the $20 an hour, you work towards making more money. You know, money is a resource, it's an energy. And sometimes it can flood you. Literally, like, there's so much money in the air that it's hitting you, hitting you, hitting you. So much money falling on top of you. That's when the air is full of money. And sometimes, and for a lot of people, a lot of times, the air has very little amount of money. And literally, the supply of money is slowed down. This is especially true for, how do I say this? Let's say there's this person, and he or she is dependent on people walking up to this person, say Jack, fictitious Jack. Jack is dependent on people walking up to him and saying, I want your services. I want to book your whole time. I want to make use of the full 1 hour that you have. So Jack can now, if his money flow is good and if the money in the air is good for him, it's hitting him so fast, correct? That literally, let's say he's paid $10 every minute. And just imagine if his whole 1 hour is occupied at $10 every minute, imagine how much money he makes for that hour. But if the amount of money supply in the air is bad that particular day, and his money karma is not good, then he could wait for an hour, but he still may manage to make just $100. Whereas if his whole 1 hour was booked at $10 a minute, he'd be making a lot more money. So it's important to know how much money there is in the air around you on a particular day and how much you're attracting. Now, remember, this whole thing is connected to being abandoned. So if you're going through an issue and you're feeling abandoned and all of these negative thoughts are in your head, now these negative thoughts are going to affect your money flow for that 1 hour on that day. Clearing your mind of all of these negative karmas and the negative thoughts is very, very important for you to manifest a lot of money. We're going into soulmate manifestation, love and sex next. And I'm hoping that you're going to be there when I come back. We're going to talk about soulmate manifestation. And there's some music that's going to be coming on. Come back soon. Hang on tight.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Girl, what we do.
What we do.
And where we do.
And where we do.
The things we do.
Things we
are
do.
Just between me and you. Nice and slow, climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have to spend all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hello, this is Sugandhi Iyer on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're heading into soulmate manifestation, that which I call love and sex. Money, the word money almost came out of my mouth. My mind must still be on money today. So coming into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. This thing about being abandoned, this abandonment karma, that's the normal. That is the pattern or the common thread in today's show. And if there is this feeling of, again, excuse my voice, but if there is this feeling of being abandoned in life, love relationships can get severely affected. I work with a lot of clients, and one of the major things, issues that people have is this situation of being abandoned. Situations of being abandoned. And being abandoned, the feeling of being abandoned is not pleasant. So if I'm working with someone and she tells me, I don't think Tom's going to come back. Fictitious Tom is going to come back to me. Whereas what I see from my perspective is Tom is going to come back to this person called Jane, fictitious Jane. And fictitious Jane keeps telling me, no, Tom's not going to come back. I know that we're done. This time we had this really big fight. We had this really big argument and it's not going to get fixed. And every time I call him and every time I text him, he's ignoring me. He doesn't respond back on time. And I'm sure this time it's over. And me, Sugandhi, from my perspective, because I'm highly intuitive, I can read energy, I know that fictitious Tom is coming back. No matter how much I tell Jane, guess what? Tom's coming back. I know he's coming back. And at the very, very least, you know, worst case scenario, I would even say that even if you don't believe that Tom is coming back 100%, there's a huge chance that he's at least going to attempt to come back. Getting my client, this is not a prediction. I don't make predictions. However, I see that it's happening, or there are chances of it happening. And getting my client to the place where Tom actually comes back means changing her attraction factor so that she manifests Tom back into her life. A lot of people call psychics, and you know, psychics say, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Maybe there's a big chance that it can happen. But how are you going to get to that place where it happens? That's the point. Manifesting, joyfully manifesting that energy in which you can joyfully manifest Tom back into your life. That's the key here. That is what you're supposed to be doing. It's not just calling a psychic and asking, is Tom coming back? And when is he coming back? Dates don't work. Timelines don't work. And predictions only work if you are aligned to Tom coming back. So your love karma, which we've spoken of before, that's your love story and how good your love story is and how good your capacity to attract men and to keep them is. So your love karma should be good. And manifesting Tom back again into your life in the way that you want him, or at least close to what you want him, is very important before any prediction given by any psychic can work for you. And the timelines that psychics give, how are you going to measure time? It's all energy. It's space. So time is just, my definition, it's a space between now. This is a timeline. It's a space between now and the moment in which what you want comes to you. And how are you going to measure that? It can expand and it can contract, unless it's right on top of you and you know you're going to get it any moment. But if your thoughts are unhealthy, and if you are in hurt energy, and if you're in abandonment energy, if your abandonment karma is at its peak, then Tom coming back into your life may be delayed. He may take more time to actually come back to you. So it's very important that you work on your abandonment karma, this feeling that, what is it? It's a feeling, right? Being abandoned is a feeling. It may have actually happened in truth. But as humans, we have this tendency of taking something and building it way out of proportion. So someone might have gone away for a month and we're believing that the person's left us and never coming back again. So we take this thing, this feeling of being abandoned, and make this into a huge thing. And if you really think about it, maybe you're not abandoned at all. Maybe nothing's happened. It's just hard to believe that you're not abandoned, correct? So when you have all this grief inside of you and you feel like, oh my God, my parents have left me. My boyfriend has left me. My siblings don't love me. And the whole group in my college, at office, they all ignore me. And if you can change it around in your mind and you think that, I think there is a reason why someone is not doing this or that, or someone is doing this or that. Maybe they're caught up in something. Maybe they're tied up in something. Maybe there's some real reason behind what they're doing. And then maybe my parents have issues. My parents personally don't have issues, but someone who feels abandoned, maybe my parents have issues. Maybe that group at work, they're kind of like an exclusive group, and maybe they have something in common. You know, maybe they all go fishing or bowling or hunting, and who wants to go hunting anyway? And you come out of this feeling of being abandoned and know that you're really not being abandoned. And as you come out of it, you're kind of solving your abandonment karma. In addition, you can have various negotiation methods that you can actually attract the attention of the people that you think are abandoning you. You know, at least try a little bit and work out more, go to the gym more, dress better, whatever it is that it takes. But definitely come out of this feeling of being abandoned, and you will see that even your thought of Tom abandoning you may not really be a valid thought. And it may just be that Tom's going through something, and as soon as you get aligned as in getting in line with Tom being back in your life and interacting with him, that he will suddenly appear spontaneously. These things can happen. You know, a lot of things cannot be controlled, correct? But what we can do on our side is, you cannot control people. You cannot control how they think and how they behave. But what we can do is to create the best possible circumstances from our side. And that's all that we can control, correct? Ourselves. So we create the best possible circumstances from our side that it actually goes out in a wave. And the people who are being subjected to your energy have a change of heart, and they come back to you. And so you're not abandoned. All we can do, and it's very important to remember this, all we can do is to change what we can change on our side, our perspective and our thoughts on a particular subject matter, and create the best possible circumstances and situation and scenario for the people to come back into our lives. We cannot control them. At the best, we can negotiate a little bit. We can use a little bit of influence. We can do this. We can do that. But all we can do is to create a fertile soil for plants to grow. You can't take a plant, hold it, and force it to grow, correct? Can you? No, you can't. But you can put, you know, have the right soil, put the right fertilizer, water, sunshine, the right seeds, tend to the plant, take care of it. So you can create the best possible scenario for a very healthy plant to come out and grow. Another thing to keep in mind is, you know, in soulmate manifestation and love and sex is communication karma. What you're saying and what is being received may not actually be the same thing. For example, take fictitious Jane and fictitious Tom. And Tom thinks that, you know, holding somebody's hand or kissing her on the forehead or kissing her on the cheek are signs of intimacy. And Jane thinks that those are signs of a brother and sister relationship or a parental relationship or children and parents and siblings and friends and stuff like that. And they're not really indicative of a love romantic relationship. And Jane, fictitious Jane, thinks that if Tom came onto her heavily in a sexual way, then she would feel more acknowledged as a woman. This is a difference of thoughts and beliefs between Tom and Jane. And knowing that what Jane is communicating to Tom and what Tom is communicating to Jane may be completely misunderstood by the two, and each person may think that the other person doesn't like them. So Jane may say something like, oh yes, but kissing on the cheek is something that I do to everybody. I would kiss a little baby on the cheek. I would kiss a soft teddy bear. This is what I would do. And after all, I did not kiss you on the mouth. And so for me, that's not an indication of a romantic relationship. And Tom might be thinking in his mind, Jane is telling me that because she didn't kiss me on my mouth, that she doesn't like me. Whereas all Jane could be saying is, why don't you kiss me on the mouth? And you come on to me first, and we can take this to the next level. This is a actual situation that happened to one of my clients. And I'm bringing it forward to you today to let you know that the way the person that you like and you think may be completely different. And what you're projecting and what the other person is receiving and what that other person is projecting back to you may be completely different. And it's very important that when you're dealing with someone, you have to be careful that it's not just you feeling abandoned, but the other person may also be feeling equally abandoned. See, your soulmate is your mirror. So if you are perceiving something and you're projecting something, your soulmate is probably equally confused and is perceiving something else and is projecting something else. And what happens is the great divide or the great separation between two people who could have liked each other and taken it to the next level. This feeling of being abandoned, which is basically the thread running through this whole show, correct? This whole feeling of being abandoned, if you're not confident about how you're being perceived by somebody else and how attracted someone else is to you, if you feel that somebody doesn't really like you and is kissing you on the forehead because he thinks of you as a sister, then what you're going to project back is equal. It's coming from the place of feeling abandoned, and you're projecting something back to this other person who probably is going through that same feeling of being abandoned, and he perceives it as you not being attracted to him. When you're dealing in your soulmate relationships, it's important, it's essential that even if you don't believe fully or you're not convinced completely that somebody really likes you, at least from your side, be aware that the person that you're talking to, the man that you're dealing with, is not as savvy or out there or up there as he may be projecting, and that he may himself be going through so many issues, and every word that you say and everything that you do is provoking this person into feeling even more abandoned, correct? And then what happens is that person's defense mechanisms and walls now go up. And depending on who he is going to push you out of his life or create a lot of distance between you and him so that you don't end up hurting him. It's very, very common for a lot of people, even women and men, who feel that they are not being loved by the people that they like. It's very common for these situations to come from the place that the person that you like may not be as secure and confident as you'd like to think that they are. And any feeling of abandonment that you're going through because of this particular person not giving you the love that you want may be the direct result of experiences that this other person is going through. And this other person may be feeling equally as insecure about you as you feel about them. And that when we deal with men and women that we like, your soulmate, it's important that we don't give them the feeling of being abandoned, just like you wouldn't want them to give you that feeling. And if you come out of this whole abandonment karma and you realize that you really have this power to impact people and to make them feel better about you and to make them feel more confident, to make them feel more happy, and that it's not you all the time who's being abandoned by them. What happens that a lot of these issues with soulmate relationships can be resolved because your parents may be feeling equally as abandoned as you feel abandoned by them. Your siblings may not be feeling so confident about you. The groups that you want to be in may not be feeling so confident about you. You have as much power to make them feel better as they have to make you feel better. And you can get out of this whole abandonment karma if you only realize how much power you really have in this world and what a difference you can make in the lives of the people that you meet. And it's always not about us being abandoned. And sometimes we can make somebody else feel better and more confident as we take out this feeling of being abandoned, or you take out this feeling of being abandoned out of your energy system. And you'll find that you'll be in a place of joyfully manifesting whatever you want because you're going there and you're meeting people, you're meeting life with more confidence and more happiness. Because guess what? You are not abandoned. You're actually very, very empowered, and you are using the process of joyful manifestation to become a joyful manifester and to joyfully manifest whatever you want in your life. Remember, as a joyful manifester, you certainly have power to make a difference in other people's lives. If you want to read more, definitely you can buy Joyful Manifestation on Amazon.com and go to my website, joyfulmanifestation.com, or write to me, Sugandhi@joyfulmanifestation.com. So see you later, talk to you later in a couple of weeks. And remember, for the next 2 weeks, certainly get rid of all feelings of abandonment from your energy because you have the power to make a difference. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
get it to love.